Already revved up for a Wednesday morning, and a happy one to all Hank fans and family that celebrated on this.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
There he is.
Thank you.
There he is.
Pregnant pause.
He does.
He's making us wait for it.
I love it.
He knows.
It is the 12th day of the 11th month of 2025. 316 in. There are 49 left. Thanksgiving's getting here. 15 days until Turkey Day.
So what do you? What's going on there? Are you going with the in-laws? Do you have plans? Or do you just not know your plans?
I think I do.
You're engaged.
I think I do. I don't know. All right. I'll ask Patricia today. There are 43 days until Christmas.
Yes.
Don't even ask me about that. I'm not even sure.
Have you started decorating?
Sure.
Is the WWE tree going to go up this year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It will. It will survive at least one more year.
I was going to say, are you going to put it up before she moves in? You should probably do it now.
Freedom ring. It is National French Dip Day.
Ooh, I love the French dip.
I think it's overhyped because really it's just kind of, I mean, if the au jus is not there, it's an awful sandwich. You need the dip.
Well, yeah. And then if you put like onions and the mushrooms and the cheese.
Although I did go through a spell at Arby's one time where I did get the French dip a lot.
You in this relationship with Arby's.
Yeah, they're leaving me before I'm leaving them. Trust me. It's National Pizza with Everything Except Anchovies Day.
Okay.
Anchovies float. Chicken soup for the soul day.
Let's have a feel-good moment.
It's like a whole book. Walden Books survived simply because of that franchise for a good 10 years.
Chicken soup for the WWE lover's soul. Now available by Ken Buckner.
And a reminder to save the date and the month.
You have a date.
It is Happy Hour Day because on this date in 1745, the first ever Happy Hour was held. Where? In an Irish pub.
My people.
Hey.
Hello, Susie. We're coming in hot.
On this date in 1892, William Pudge Walter Heffelfinger was the first professional paid U.S. football player.
Ooh.
He got $25. This is 1892.
Mm-hmm.
$25 and a $500 bonus for a single game. I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of money.
Look at Pudge go. Look at that Heffelfinger run.
Imagine spelling that last name instead of L-O-N-N-Q-U-I-S-T.
They wouldn't pass the ball for another, like, 50 years. On this date in 1933, the first known photo of the Loch Ness Monster was taken. That's the grainy one.
Yeah. It's no Lake Worth Monster.
Yeah.
TBH.
Again, what if, just like Bigfoot, it's just naturally blurry? On this date in 1946, the first bank drive-thru opened up.
I'd like some money and a lollipop.
On this date, 1993, the first UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship event, appropriately titled UFC 1,
number one,
was held in Denver, Colorado. 2019, Disney's new streaming service, Disney Plus, launched.
And for YouTube
TV subscribers, it never really relaunched, did it? And on this date, it is Free Britney Day. She was freed from her conservatorship in the middle of the pandy, 2021.
Now we're doing great.
Yeah, she seems to be. She's back on Instagram, I noticed.
Everybody just keep their panties on, okay?
Well, that wasn't back on Instagram, but she was. I think that's basically all I'm going to say about that.
Team Brittany, I love you, girlfriend.
Russell Westbrook, quarterback player. 37. He's no Heffelfinger.
Heck no, he's not.
Anne Hathaway is 43. Princess Diaries and the like.
Yeah.
Was that Monrovia? Isn't that where she presided over?
I don't know.
I think we went through this last year. There's like 60 people right now yelling in their cars what the actual country that mythically she presided over in the Princess Diaries.
I'm sorry.
I'm a daughter, Dad. I'm sorry, too.
Okay, all right. It was pre-my daughter.
Ryan Gosling, he's a Ken, 45. Tanya Harding is 55.
Yeah, watch out for her.
I wonder if she plays pickleball. Oh, no. Sammy Sosa is 57. Bet he does. Megan Mullally is 67. Will and Grace.
Yeah,
and Nick Offerman's wife. Neil Young is 80.
That's not young.
The venerable Al Michaels is 81 today. There you go. So, yeah, those northern lights coming southern Texas direction. And the why? It's coming up on the way.
Snap.
Yeah.
It's no Heffelfinger.
It's part of the forecast.
Okay.